but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
One thing we didn't get to at the press conference, your thoughts on Drew Holiday and that signing and being a teammate of his after playing against him so many times.
Man, that's one of the things that I'm extremely excited about because I think, obviously, I'm going to bring experience and leadership and just a vet who's been on the floor. You know, I've done it for a long time. But being able to play alongside another guard that's similar, you know, has won two championships, has a lot of experience. He's been an all-star in the NBA. He's been around a long time. And his personality, you know, who he is, I think it'll be great for the team.
Well, Damian Lillard is already in give-back mode here in Rip City. Just took him a few days since his official signing the contract to be a Portland Trailblazer once again. And he was doing his basketball camp out there in Beaverton. Casey Holdall, longtime digital reporter with the Portland Trailblazers. He's known Dame for quite a long time and, of course, has been around the organization as well. And he joins us on the Zoom line. Casey, it's great to talk to you. Great to catch up with you. And how were vibes? How were vibes earlier today out at Damian Lillard's basketball camp and getting to be around Dame and the kids again?
Yeah, no, it was great to get a chance to get out there and see Dame again. Obviously, you know, we've stayed in touch throughout the years, but, you know, for him to be back in town and just kind of the way that feels in terms of kind of the fans and the organization and the kids at the camp too as well, I think it, you know, it's really kind of a nice way to bring it all together and, you know, to get a chance to talk to Dame about his camp and also maybe pitch him a few questions that I still had, at least after that press conference. Well, it was nice to be able to get in front of him and just kind of get his thoughts, as you mentioned, as you just played there on Drew Holiday, because I feel like that's, you know, I feel like his relationship or kind of how he fits in with Scoot and Drew are kind of maybe the two biggest questions that I feel like fans have had in terms of kind of his rejoining the organization. So great to kind of get his thoughts on both of those things. And just really nice just have him back in town. Obviously, people are really excited. And I'm excited, too. Obviously, you know, he's had such a big role in this city and in this organization. But, you know, it really is about kind of going forward and what he brings to this team going forward and where this team is at and the strides that they've made since he was traded. So, you know, I just the offseason in general, I feel like it's been from the way that Hansen played at Summer League to, you know, trading for Drew Holiday to getting Dame back. I think that, you know, it's just been a really nice offseason for Blazer fans. And I think for myself as well. So I think, you know, kind of wrapping it up at Dame's camp before maybe we get just a little bit of time off. I know there's probably some news coming out here in the next couple of weeks in terms of schedule, but it's just a nice way to kind of bookend what's been a really good couple of weeks in Rip City.
Well, if anybody knows what's going to go on with the Trailblazers, I feel like it's you, but I couldn't have imagined the last couple of months being what they were for the Blazers summer and the Blazers offseason. It's been a fun surprise, but have you been surprised that the major talking points through the summer are young Hansen and Dame is back?
Yeah, no, I've absolutely been surprised. I mean, I think, you know, first off with Hansen, you know, they make that pick. I think a lot of us are like, wait, what? And you know, I had watched Hansen's workout in Portland and he looked great, but you know, they did such a good job of kind of hiding their true intentions that like, I just kind of wrote him off in that. I was like, yeah, he was kind of like the throw in. And so they had six guys and someone to go against Asa Newell. Maybe like they wanted to see like a bigger body against Asa. And so for me to see that and be like, boy, that guy was pretty good, but I don't really know a whole lot about him. And just like a lot of us, like, I think a lot of our knowledge is kind of based off of what people who follow the draft say is going to happen. And, you know, they do their best, but like, they don't really know either. So like we're always kind of basing our opinions about how these things are going to go based off of people who are also just kind of guessing. And so for Hansen to, for them to make that pick and then to hear about how much work they put into scouting him. And then you're like, okay, I get it. But you know, we'll see how he does at Summer League. Big men typically don't play all that well at Summer League. It's not really kind of usually geared towards their skills. But Hansen coming out and literally on that first play, having a great play, and then just the way he played through those four games and the enthusiasm in Las Vegas and in China and the Chinese media that was following around in Las Vegas, like that was really fun. And then, you know, Dame, once he got waived, I think a lot of us are like, what does that mean? And, you know, knowing that the Blazers had that mid-level that, you know, you kind of figured at least initially they didn't really have, you know, someone on their radar from a free agency perspective that they felt like they wanted to use that on, and knowing it was out there and just kind of knowing, you know, that Dame already lives here in the offseason anyways and kind of his feelings, you know, when he did get traded, like, I think a lot of us thought that it might happen, but, you know, until you actually get the word for sure, I think you can't really assume anything. And, you know, to hear Dame talk about it now, it sounds like that's kind of where his mind was at as soon as he got waived. So that's obviously been great, and kind of just that story and the way it's people have reacted to it. And again, what I feel like it means for the team going forward, less than just like being excited because Dame's back and you know, he's such an important part of the franchise's history. Like, so to get him back, I think that's great. And then, you know, Drew as well. Like, I think that, you know, I think people kind of felt like Ant's time in Portland had kind of run its course and it was maybe time to do something else. And I'm not entirely sure that we had Drew on our radar as someone that we thought might be a possibility. But for the Blazers to pull off that trade, and then, you know, you kind of heard some of the initial reporting about like, you know, how's he feel about it? But then him being in Portland and being very satisfied with it, and his relationship with Chauncey is great. And now to being able to team up with Dame and, you know, kind of learning about kind of their friendship and their relationship going into to kind of Dame obviously being out next year and Drew, I think, really manning the ship. Like, I think that's, again, it's just kind of a nice full circle story to kind of bring everything together, to have that guy in your organization, to join already a team that's really improved on the defensive end. You know, I think it's just been a really pleasant offseason, you know, particularly going into it, in which, you know, you're really hoping for a good draft pick. Didn't end up happening, and that was something I think people were disappointed about at the lottery. But I think the way that it's gone since then has been pretty good for Blazers.
It's also been good. I laugh when I see the numbers that the briefcase is doing on YouTube. It's been good for the briefcase, the podcast with Casey Holdall this summer too. I mean, you're doing some numbers digitally right now.
It's my folks in China, man. Follow me on Red Note. I don't know how to tell you. I'm on Red Note. I don't know what my account name is. I don't know how you're supposed to find it, but people seem to be paying attention. I've already been told by people in China that, like, I wouldn't say I'm famous in China, but like being next to Hansen in a lot of those interviews, I think they've taken to calling me bald friendly guy, I think is what some of the people have been calling me over there. So yeah, I mean, to open up a whole new kind of fan base has been super fun. And like, obviously the NBA is so huge in China as it is, like to have cause for people in China to pay attention to the Trailblazers, I think is a really cool thing. I've really enjoyed it. And I've really enjoyed getting to know some of the media that cover Hansen from the Chinese side as well, because, you know, we do it a little bit differently. Like, they have a little bit of a different approach to those things. And that's been really fun to be a part of too. So yeah, like, we're all benefiting, I think, from some of the downstream effects of the changes this team has been making. And, you know, they're making those changes from a basketball perspective and for basketball reasons, but there's some pretty good business reasons behind that as well that are nice ancillary benefits. So, you know, again, I think all the way around and then, you know, you talk about kind of a potential sale. I just think that it's been it really has felt to me like it's been a bit of a transitional offseason for the Trailblazers kind of all the way around. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to training camp for this year too. Yeah. Like, usually this is around the time where I'm like, man, can I just please get some time off? And now I'm like, hey, let's let's get the season here. Like, I'm curious to see how this thing comes together.
You'll be the notorious BFG, bald friendly guy. China. I love Casey Holdall, digital reporter, bald friendly guy is with us. You know, I might have, you know, that's a little bit on me too. I think I hopefully will be a bald friendly guy to some people out there as well. But the Drew Holiday element. Now, this is really why I wanted to bring you on to do today specifically, because I had the same questions. I had the same questions after the reintroductory press conference. I heard Dame talk about the young guys. I heard him talk about Scoot and Shaden. I didn't hear so much about Drew. Now, that could have just been accidental oversight, but you know how Blazer fans are. You know how the media world is. It's like, makes you think. So I appreciated you asking him and giving him that opportunity to elaborate about the background that he does have with Drew Holiday. And when I think of Drew, I think of that Pelicans series in, 2018, around there, the 4-0 sweep. And it's just interesting how the two careers of one offensive superstar in Dame and one defensive stalwart in Drew have kind of intertwined over the years. And here they are together in Portland. But the timelines are odd because Dame's out. And Drew's future, like, I know you may see it differently, or you may be able to color the picture in a more whole way, but Drew's future in Portland still seems to have a little bit of uncertainty around it. But what did you make of Dame's comments about Drew and the relationship they have going forward?
Yeah, a couple things there. One, I was not really aware of the personal relationship that they had. I've known that Dame has been an admirer of Drew for a long time, particularly from that Pelican series, which, you know, he talked about that, you know, in his comments today about that being maybe one of the low points of his career was, you know, really getting thumped by the Pelicans and Drew Holiday being a big reason why. And then Dame mentioning that, you know, he was trying to get Drew to Portland once he left the Pelicans, you know, like, and I thought that was interesting. And then, you know, to hear Dame talk about how he was actually renting Drew Holiday's house and how he had crappy Wi-Fi at his house. And that was and I thought DraftKings is great. They pulled that video of them talking after a game, and Dame was literally like, yeah, I was asking him about the Wi-Fi in the house being so bad, you know? And so then when you kind of get to the timeline piece, you know, yeah, obviously, you know, I think both Dame and Drew are reaching kind of the ends of their careers, or not the ends of their careers, but at least the point in their careers where, you know, I think they're probably transitioning a little bit. But, you know, I mean, Drew Holiday started 60 games last year, you know, like Dame averaged 25-7-4 or something like that last year. So both players who are still very good. And yeah, I think it allows the Blazers to kind of build their team and have some success and really kind of maybe take that next step forward while also training some of the younger guys in your Scoots and your Shadens and your Tumanis and to a lesser extent your Dennys, just about kind of like what it takes to be successful in the NBA and maybe kind of taking some of those steps forward. And so I think while Dame is out this year, you know, obviously that's going to be Drew doing that on the court. And I think both Drew and Dame will do it in the locker room. But then, you know, when Dame is ready to go again, I do think you have, you know, two guys who you feel really good about their ability to play alongside each other, to play in transition with each other. So to have one guy start, one guy come off the bench, real change of pace, as you mentioned, like one guy being an elite offensive player, another guy being an elite defensive player, though I think Drew Holiday's offense probably doesn't get enough credit for that as well. So I think for me, it's really about guys who are in a point in their careers where they've already had some success and want to continue to play and be successful, but are also like, are I think ready to maybe kind of hand things over to other guys and help them along in their careers. So, you know, I think the mentorship and coaching from kind of the locker room side, I think is going to be really important for both those guys this year. And I think that's something that, you know, if they didn't have a relationship, maybe you're a little concerned, like, are they going to be at odds, or are there too many personalities in this locker room, or are there too many kind of alphas in this locker room? And I don't think that's the case at all. I think you've got guys who have the right mentality, who are at the right places in their career to both be successful on the court and help some of the younger players improve so in the next couple seasons they can be successful on the court.
Yeah, the only beef they seem to have is over the Wi-Fi, like you mentioned. So maybe Dame could tell Drew where the good Wi-Fi is at in town, and they'll get that sorted out. I loved that anecdote earlier this afternoon. The Scoot of all of this is a big thing, man. I mean, it's a big year. A couple years in with Scoot, you've gotten to know him as well, obviously, in the couple years he's been in Portland. So you know his personality, you know what makes him tick. How do you think he responds to Dame and Drew coming in? Not only the benefit that is there and the potential that is there, but obviously from a player in minutes on the court, you got to be thinking, all right, this is an important important year for me to take advantage of this because Dame Lillard's back in the building too, and you don't necessarily know what that looks like a year from now.
Yeah, I think Scoot's really excited. In fact, I know he is, and I think that you know, Scoot coming off the bench, I think obviously every player wants to start, so like I know that that's going to be the case for Scoot as well. But Chauncey's been very open and adamant up to including last season when, you know, he benched Shaden, that like, hey, like, you guys are good and I want you guys to get better. If we have to take a step backwards in order for you guys long-term to be better players, I'm willing to do that. And so I think with Scoot, it's a, hey, if you want that spot, go out and earn it. And yes, you got a couple of really good players in Damian Lillard and Drew Holiday, but those are also guys who are here to help you and to really help you improve your game and see some of the things that maybe you might be missing right now. And I think, you know, that comes across differently from guys like Drew Holiday and Damian Lillard than it does from Anthony Simons. You know, like I think that, you know, that's a bit of a different conversation there when you're talking about what that looks like in a locker room and where those guys are at in their careers. So I think Scoot also can look at those guys and say like, hey, yeah, these guys aren't necessarily coming in to replace me. They're coming in to help me. And, you know, like they had their time and they're still going to be very good players, but I'm going to have a chance to really kind of make my mark in this league as well. And I feel like I can do that if I learn from these guys and take what they are willing to give me. And I know that both those guys are really excited at the prospect of working with Scoot. And I think with Chauncey as well, you know, that's something he's talked about a lot, is that like, you know, I can only tell these guys so much. And at a certain point, it's got to kind of come from the other guys in the locker room. And before, I don't know that they really had necessarily that guy that could kind of help along a guy like Scoot in the locker room. And now they have a couple of those guys that can do that. Guys who anywhere they go in the NBA, they have instant credibility because what they've been able to do on both sides of the ball. So like, I really think, I mean, initially after people being like, well, what does that mean for Scoot? Like you understand that I want my spot, but like, I think with Scoot, like he's, the way that he's played for the first couple seasons and the way that he's kind of been in and out of the starting lineup, he's already been accustomed to having to earn it. And I think that for him, it really provides him an opportunity to go out and kind of put his stamp on this team while also learning from two guys who are absolute Hall of Famers. Three guys, really, if you count Chauncey Billups as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's incredible. It really is. You know, I could go another 20 minutes with you. We'll have to catch up another time, Casey, but we'll talk some Ducks maybe next time too. I know, you know.
Yeah, you don't want my at least someone pays me for my Blazer opinions. Maybe they shouldn't, but no one would ever pay me for my Ducks opinions. I'm happy to talk about it, but you're going to get the idiot fan response to that as well. So I will be going to the game at Northwestern. Nice. So if you're looking for for someone to do some on the ground reporting and making fun of Northwestern grads who I absolutely hate because of their journalism school. And any person that went to the Northwestern journalism school tells you about it within the first 5 seconds of talking to them. I will be there for that, Judah. So yeah, if you want some help there, I'm more than happy to provide it.
Book it, man. Book it. This is what it's all about. This is why we're in the Big Ten. You know, this is why the Ducks.
Yeah, exactly.
Casey Holdall at C Hold on socials. Thanks for making time, Casey, and breaking it down for us. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Judah. I appreciate it, man.
Casey Holdall joining us on the Bald-Faced Truth. We're browsing some NFL news and get to the latest Dan Lanning sound from Vegas today. Judah Newby filling in here on the Bald-Faced Truth, 750 The Game and the BFT Radio Network.